The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
And welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We are live every Sunday at 11 o'clock in the morning. It's nice, brisk December Sunday. And as you can tell, this is not Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Stephanie Pina, licensed acupuncturist and member of the team at the Rozelle Center for Healing, filling in for Dr. Rozelle. I think he's out doing his holiday shopping or teaching somebody about holiday shopping the proper way, you know, correcting their postures at the same time, always doing something fun right before the holiday season. He's probably with Sue getting grandkids presents ready right now. So if he's out there, we'll know. You'll see him in the malls and stuff. But we have a great show for you today. And of course, every time I fill in, I don't have to do it by myself. And the person who's going to be joining me in just a moment is your presenter for this Wednesday's lecture. We are having, this is the last lecture of the year. So if you have not ventured out and wanted to learn about how we do things at the Rozelle Center for Healing and how we can help you answer your questions, this is a great way to meet the doctors in person. Take a look and see what the office kind of looks like. There's no bad seat in the house. We are taking great safety precautions for everyone kind of coming in. We've even given a couple tours so people can see what it looks like in the back too. But the lecture that you're going to come to this weekend is going to be called My Aching Neck, and it's going to be presented on Wednesday, December the 15th at 7 p.m. And the presenter is going to be one of our newest docs in town. She's great. She works on me all the time. Couldn't do it without her. So we're going to get into the talking about neck pain with Dr. Marquise Rivera. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning to the Nova community on this beautiful Sunday morning. This week we're going to be discussing a very important topic in the holidays, you know, especially coming down to Christmas, and we're kind of getting to that sedentary kind of like holiday celebration lifestyle. That we're going to be talking about neck pain and what are some treatment options that can help and support those kind of aches and pains.
So what's really interesting about this, out of all the structural lectures that I think, and it's a great one for Dr. Rivera to cover, especially at the end of the year as people are kind of thinking about what they want to do next year as far as goals, is, you know, when we think about the neck, it's a real common issue. I mean, 70 to 75% of people have neck pain issues at some point in their life, and about a third of people are having them right now. You might be one of the ones that we're talking to and kind of going, why won't this go away? So during this presentation on Wednesday, Dr. Rivera is going to go into great detail about this, answer your questions. And we're going to start the show by kind of going into the main question that I always think of is, why is neck pain and neck issues so common? And then what makes the neck so different between the, say, the rest of the body, the back, the lower back, and even the extremities? So Dr. Rivera, take it away.
Yes, yes. So you're absolutely right. There is about 54% of hospital visits are stemming from musculoskeletal conditions. And 94% of those visits are going to be caused by neck pain. You know it. Reason being is that we're living in a surplus of technology. We're constantly on our iPads, we're on our phones, we're sitting at a desk for long periods of time. You know, we're now in that teleworking type lifestyle now that we're seeing many people are sitting on their desks for many hours in a day. And what this could cause is a lot of strain to the muscles. And more importantly, we have to always remember, we can't pinpoint a certain activity. We have to always, what kind of daily activities have I done and constantly in a repetitive way that's caused me to have this pain or this pattern in my neck?
So what I think is interesting is when we have people come in, when you bring up our kind of new working environment, right? When we have people come in and we talk about ergonomics, and you guys in the chiropractic side of things are doing this quite frequently, you know, in the pre-COVID, people would think about, what can I do at my desk, and can I get my employer to get me the right chair and the right computer and a standing desk? Or it was a lot of it was about how am I standing and sitting. But what they didn't do, and it's not like you really think about this, is you have to actually work on your own neck posture while you're even at home as well, too. So some people, I knew patients who actually broke into their offices and got their chairs and stuff and brought them home. There's nothing like that for the neck, and where it's so mobile, the, even the anatomy of it really makes it more difficult. And then again, easier to actually create long-term issues, even though they're very small and then they start to build up. So let's talk a little bit about that anatomy and why neck pain is so common.
Yeah, great segue. So the anatomy of the cervical spine is very intrinsic, and it's very important to have that in perfect alignment, because the most important structure that gives us our self-perception, our ability to understand our any exogenous input, is our brain. And the cervical spine is kind of like that base, that foundation that kind of holds that weight of the brain, which can be up to 10 to 12 pounds. So imagine, so if we're getting that forward posture, we're moving that sagittal vector anteriorly, it's going to cause a lot of strain to the neck, to the shoulders, and to the upper back. And so we're seeing that if we go into the basics, the cervical spine has 7 vertebral bodies. Those 7 small bones actually hold, and it starts from the base of the neck, base of the skull, to the shoulders. And this has muscles like the trapezius, the sternocleidomastoid, the occipital muscles, and we can get into the anatomy name of the muscles. But more importantly, it's really understand how much stability these muscles have on the cervical spine. And the cervical spine being so, having the most smallest bones in our body almost compared to the lumbar spine and the thoracic spine, is susceptible to injury. So whiplash injuries, car accidents, any trauma to the head, any kind of falls, accidents, even from, you know, getting a playing kickball and that soft cushion kickball hits you in the head, soccer players hitting soccer balls, athletes, rugby players, football players are getting that concussive pattern in the head, and this can cause further damage and degeneration. So it's really important to get a chiropractor or any kind of holistic practitioner, acupuncturist, anything to kind of like help and assess ways to, you know, for treatment options.
Right. And so, you know, I think it's always interesting, and granted, you guys are like the cervical necks, you know, pros, you know, in the acupuncture world, I love the muscles around them. I get to relax what you guys put into place first. I get to kind of go, what's left over? And then, okay, let's make you nice and relaxed now that they put it where it should be. And basically, and that's how we, I don't say it's the only way we work together, but that's how you can kind of combine different therapies to kind of get the best out of your treatment as well, too. And that's why a lot of the patients see multiple practitioners within the office. So it's a great kind of combination, especially when you have the bony structures that have so much movement in the neck. One of the coolest things that I always thought from anatomy wise, since, you know, acupuncture is all about blood flow a lot of the times, is the cervical vertebrae have their own arteries going through them. None of the other vertebrae have that. So if your neck is kind of out of whack, or you twisted it, or you have a spasm. I know I used to have this when I was studying a lot, because I was reading, my neck was forward, my head was forward. I would literally watch the color in my face return after getting a neck adjustment, because there was more blood flow going there. So when we talk about the ability to focus and do things, there's so much going on in that very short, you know, some people's necks are longer than others, but that very small portion of the cervical spine, which is clearly also, you know, the first part of the spine where the head and the brain are attaching to protect the spinal cord. So you're talking about a very important area with lots of bones, lots of ligaments. You got muscles in the front on top of muscles, and then muscles in the back on top of other muscles. And so there's a lot going on in there. So spasms and contractions, you mentioned whiplash too. You know, I think of the person who's falling asleep and their head's jerking around. That's kind of like mini whiplash. We just don't think of it. We just think we're tired. So tell me a little bit about, how often do you see this come into the office, and what is the typical person kind of complaining about when they come in?
Yeah. So in our office, we see this on a constant basis. And most of the symptoms that they're having is simple things like, I have migraine headaches. I have headaches all the time. I can't focus. I have brain fog. I have a lot of tension on my shoulder. But in reality, it's not really the shoulder. It's more proximal. It's the spine, and it's the cervical spine. So when we tend to have reduced motion in the cervical spine, we tend to stiffen up. And that stiffness can cause like micro trauma to the disc. and leading into that further encroachment to the IVF is what we call it in chiropractic terms. But in reality, we're seeing that the nerve highway that targets that muscle is not able to facilitate and not able to fire correctly. And so we tend to get weakness. We can't hold our head up. So we see that poor posture. Once again, we repeat that. And first, I see that in many, many patients. That's the first thing I see is, what is their posture biomechanic looking like? What's their lifestyle like? You know, and we tend to see with applied kinesiology in our office, we dissect which muscles are kind of misfiring, which one are not kind of activating and contracting the way they should. Because with every muscle tightness, there's a muscle weakness. There's a compensation for it somewhere in the body. And it's really nice with kinesiology to kind of dissect it and be very specific. And that's the goal, to get muscle harmony between contraction and relaxation. And most of that we're missing with a lot of stiffness and spasm.
So on your lecture this Wednesday night on December the 5th at 7 p.m. at the Result Center for Healing, My Aching Neck, we're going to give you the information in just a moment on how to register for that. For those of you who have not come back to the office yet, and those of you that are listening to the radio show and say, I want to meet Dr. Rivera because she sounds cool. I want to see what the new docs are kind of bringing in, because, I mean, coming from Life College and really briefly, I want to mention, did an internship at the VA. What kind of things did you see there? Because obviously that experience is going to affect the type of patients and how you treat now.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was really grateful to be in that setting, a hospital setting. And now more importantly in our career and holistic careers at chiropractic and acupuncture, we're seeing major healthcare facilities, major healthcare organizations like the VA, that it's pushing for more holistic treatments, because they're seeing, you know, with opioid addictions and chronic pain patterns these veterans have dealt with, from injury patterns, from jumping out of planes, from going to Afghanistan and being heavy materials, getting kind of any trauma to the musculoskeletal system, they're seeing that not just an opioid medication can be the option. There's other options. And these, we've seen the recovery from these veterans from basically supportive movement called the whole healthcare team. And what it is like chiropractic, acupuncture, healthcare coaches, physical therapists are all working alongside the veteran. And it's unique to the veteran and what their needs are. And that's how true healthcare is approached. It's like, what are the best things you can do for your body, which is going to be different from everyone else? What exercises will benefit you and your body and your pain pattern? And that's what this system did. And I was able to experience that hands-on and to really help people get out of pain. And that multidisciplinary approach is also what we have at the Result Center for Healing. So I'm very happy to kind of maneuver from that setting to this. You know, I'm working in the same environment, working along other practitioners to help individually.
So yeah, we love having you back with us or with us to begin with, and then having that experience to go over something like this. My Aching Neck is the lecture for this Wednesday night at the Result Center for Healing at 7 p.m. You need to register by either calling the office at 703-698-7117, or you can go online, resultcare.com. Click down on the bottom to register for the class. We're going to be back in just a moment, and we're talking more about your aching neck. Welcome back to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. We are live here discussing My Achy Neck, and this is Dr. Stephanie Pina, licensed acupuncturist and naturopathic physician, and my guest is Dr. Marquise Rivera, and she's going to be your host and lecturer at the Rizal Center for Healing this Wednesday night for the lecture, the last one of 2021. So if you haven't gone to one, or you haven't met her or been in the office for a while, highly recommend you come in. There are two ways for you to register for this class. I want you to either call the office at 703-698-7117, and you can tell them you want to register for the My Achy Neck lecture, and they will confirm with you. Or you can go online on our website, resellcare.com. That's www.roselle CARE.com. You go about halfway down the front page, and then you're going to see a link that says there's probably a picture of a neck that doesn't look happy. You're going to click on that registration button. They'll get some of your information, and they'll be confirming with you to make sure that we've got enough seats and everything for you to come in. And I think you're going to greatly enjoy this lecture. It's a great one to finish the year off because we've all been straining our necks looking at Zoom calls and YouTube channels and working from home and maybe starting to exercise again as well too, and running after grandkids and stuff. So this is going to be a really great lecture that you need to attend if you haven't been in for a little while. And even if you've heard other ones, there's always new information presented by a different doctor. Now, that being said too, we're live on air. So if you have a question that you want to reach out to us now, give us a call at 1-888-630-9625. Again, that number is 1-888-630-9625. And you can feel free to ask any questions to myself and Dr. Vera. Now, one of the interesting things that we always see with neck issues and stuff is some people will come in with imaging or discs of x-rays or MRIs and stuff that they've done because they've had these chronic neck issues. So they've had imaging done. They bring them in for the chiropractors to look at. Dr. Vera, what's the percentage of times when people come in, they have neck pain, that you're seeing abnormal findings or different findings than what the report is saying or what the patient is assuming? They think, oh, it's just something little. And then all of a sudden you can visually see differences that are leading either to their current condition or something coming up.
Yeah, great, great question. When it comes to my profession, chiropractic, it's really important to highlight the importance of seeing the structural integrity of the spine. And the way we do that is by image technology, X-ray. And of course, a chiropractor, a good chiropractor, will assess you musculoskeletal-wise and require whether there is a need for X-ray or if there's not a need for X-ray. But personally, everyone has a spine. I think it will be more of a benefit rather than of a risk to see what the structure of your spine is doing. And more importantly, seeing it from different angles, and that's what an x-ray technician, radiologist would do and help us moving forward and providing the best benefit for you and how your joints and complexes are in that integrity, your spinal integrity, if you will. It's important to see the spinal structural and to see like if there's any kind of chronic degeneration in the spine and seeing what kind of specific treatment options we can help, whether you need more decompression because that disc is starting to get impinged, encroached, or is that nerve intervertebral foramina, is it closing in because of the soft tissue injury surrounding that capsule? So there's many things to take into consideration, and more importantly, the alignment. Right. And so we see that on the report.
Exactly, because they're giving you a report kind of looking for some of the big stuff. Is there anything broken, fractured, or, you know, they can see obviously if there's bone spurs and stuff like that too. But you guys have a little bit of a different way of looking at it, saying, what are the angles in there? I've seen you guys draw all over x-rays, the old school ones. Now you get the digital versions. I would think it's not as fun to draw on. But essentially you're looking at those changes that can happen. And if someone's had something over a long period of time, how is it breaking down? How is this even leading to stuff in the future? Really than treating right now at this moment, because people sometimes get those images for completely different reasons. Like they have a headache, but they're not thinking it's coming from my neck issues, but it could very well be. So when you look at that, do you see, what is the basic kind of changes that you'd see on a x-ray of the neck if someone has, say, arthritic changes or you're seeing a breakdown? Is it pretty visual? Is it pretty obvious or is it hard to see?
Yeah, yes. Actually, the best diagnostic is done on film. So you truly will see the amount of degeneration of the spine on film. So like that chronic calcifying, it's building calcification in the spine, that meaning from trauma, meaning from, you know, that natural ability to protect itself. We are seeing that in the x-ray.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I think that's great because people sometimes will bring in old school stuff and stuff that they've had done with their primary care doctors or physical therapists. And so that way we can take advantage of what they've already done to move forward with it and create that treatment plan. We're going to go to our quick break, but we're going to be back talking with Dr. Rivera on My Achy Neck this Wednesday's lecture, and we'll be joining you back very soon.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Stephanie Pina and Dr. McGrace Rivera, and we're talking about your neck and neck pain and stiffness and everything that goes along with it. Why? Because that is the point and the main topic of our lecture this Wednesday, December the 17th at the Rozelle Center for Healing. If you've never been to the Rozelle Center for Healing or a lecture, this is a great opportunity to not only meet the doctors and presenters that you hear on the radio show, but you can see our working environment and how we all work together as a team and basically come to create the best of kind of ancient Chinese medicine, modern medicine, technology, and kind of combine it all together to really create the best treatments for you. And so these lectures that are completely free to the public are a great way for people to understand, you know, do I have some options? These are the questions I can't ask my primary care. These are the options I can't ask my pain management person. Are there other options other than drugs and surgery? So they're great laid back ways to kind of come in, meet the doctors, get a sense of their mindsets. And then there's a question and answer section afterwards. So we have people that basically will ask questions all about their health. And even afterwards, some of the doctors will stick around and address them individually. And plus there's a great way, there's a great gift back to you too for attending. So if you want to return to us or you've never been there before, and for this lecture on December the 15th, you need to register by calling the office at 703-698-7117, or you can go online on our website, rozellecare.com, click the registration button and basically get yourself registered. We want to know how many people are coming so we can make sure we got all our proper safety procedures in place and go from there. So hopefully we will see you on this Wednesday night. The weather should still be nice enough to come in, and we'll make it nice and cozy for you as well too. I got to lead off with one of my fun facts about, well, it's not really a neck fact, but it's attached to the neck. So one of my favorite movies, Jerry Maguire, little Ray, the kid that's in there, has this fact that he tells Tom Cruise's character, you know, do you know that the head weighs 8 pounds? And you can kind of, it comes out of nowhere. It's great. Well, what's interesting, so I had a fact check, you know, it does weigh between anywhere between 8 to 12 pounds, and that's if it's sitting properly aligned on the head. But as we get into watching more video calls and TV, and especially as there's been increased sales in laptops and tablets, that neck posture has been moving more forward and forward, and that actually, with the weight of gravity, can make the head sometimes be up to 60 pounds the way it's on the neck. So think of that bowling ball at the end of your hand, and going, I hope I don't drop that because there's some vital stuff that's in there. So Dr. Rivera, talking about this bowling ball that's sitting on the end of our hand that weighs between 8 and 20 pounds, how important is that neck? And when is neck pain more than neck pain? Because we see this pain that starts in the neck show up in a lot of different other areas of the body.
Yes, that bowling ball, it's that spinal system that it's very important to have it lubricated, if you will. So that sagittal balance is what we're talking about. That sagittal balance is so specific in our function of our martiphi muscles, our erector spinae. Because the minute that goes forward from the sagittal vector, those erector spinae muscles start to bring a muscle spasm cascade. And so that can create a lot of tension. And so we're seeing that, as you said, with our technology nowadays. And sometimes we can wake up with cricks and catches in our neck because of those ergonomics and because of our sleep pattern as well. So it's like we're sleeping on that side, we have pain, we're getting in that coupled kind of like position, and that position might be hurting actually our integrity of our spine. And so it's really important to get proper movement patterns, proper alignment in the cervical spine so that you can be able to function properly and live a quality of life, right? You don't want to be living in pain, and especially that muscle harmony is important.
So each of these little muscle segments that are basically one vertebrae attached to the next one, attached to the next one, there's like a chain of muscles basically that are deep, that are kind of helping us with our, not only our movement, but also just to stabilize us. And then basically, if you think about, let's put another layer on top of that, of the bigger muscles that we can kind of feel how they have to function together as well too. So on each one of those cervical segments, you mentioned there's 7 cervical vertebrae, there's nerves coming out from that, from the spinal cord. if someone was to try to visualize, where did those nerve patterns go? So we call them dermatomes and, you know, classical standards, you know, we would think of them as meridians actually in Chinese medicine, but how does it explain, like, where are they going on the body? So if I have an issue like on my C5 or C6 halfway down my neck, where am I expecting to feel pain? Or I should say, where do we expect to find pain? And we have to guide the patient that the pain that they're feeling in these other areas of their body is actually coming from their neck.
Yes, that's important, to really educate the principles of where your pain is stemming from. And more importantly, we tend to see that with the dermatomes. And so the nerves coming and stemming from the neck, it's a really important confluence of nerves, especially it's called the brachial plexus. Let's get straight into it. It's called the brachial plexus, and that contains specific nerves that target specific muscles, like, for example, your hands, your radius, your ulna, your brachioradialis, your bicep, your tricep. And you tend to see that they have an antagonistic, agonistic relationship with each other. One of them's contracting, the other one's relaxing. And so you got to have that good highway, good target system coming from the neck to that muscle. And it's important to have good good alignment and good communication. And so when you have skin adhesion, muscle adhesion, tension, that nerve won't be able to target that muscle. And so you tend to have weakness patterns. So like people can't open a jar as easily as before. Or, you know, they tend to, while they do a chest press with a muscle with them at the gym, they tend to feel numbness and tingling in their last two fingers. And that is the C7 dermatome. So we can get specific, and it's really important to educate that and to get really into the root of the cause of why we're getting this pain pattern.
So pain in different parts of, say, the arm, like if it's coming down what seems like the shoulder and into the hand and everything, it can come from is coming from that cervical vertebrae of the neck as well too, potentially. And then we can see the same thing too, as it gets better, it might start to relieve in the hand and kind of go back to its root. We saw this with a recent patient that we shared as well too, where a gentleman came in, had some imaging done, and he didn't bring it in the first time, so we had to wait for him to bring it in. And, you know, severe pain coming down the arm. He wasn't even really feeling neck pain. He was feeling more arm pain, to the point where he was ready for surgery. He was trying to get in with the neurologist just to relieve something, and it had been going on for a couple weeks and couldn't really address how this started, why this started. And when we sat down and we saw the images, luckily I was able to bring Dr. Rivera in for the consult on it. And she was able to kind of show him that some of the changes that was happening in his neck set him up for this little last trigger moment that was just enough to break the ice. And he was having this shooting arm pain. But of course, you know, there's not a quick fix to it. We want to unfix what it is, but we have to identify what's going on. So with that particular gentleman, you know, this was really a coming together of how does acupuncture come together with chiropractic, but, you know, looking at other areas of the body that are affected by the neck itself. So if we even went to the head, there's so many things going on with the head that we would say even affects that too, the neck affecting things like the TMJ and headaches and, you know, feel free, take it away.
Yes. So that's like global assessing part of chiropractic that I enjoy the most, because you can't just segmentalize one area of the spine and think that's the prime reason why they're having pain. No, it could be a misalignment of TMJ. We're constantly chewing our food. We're constantly chewing gum sometimes. So imagine how that misalignment can actually cause a downstream of incorrect biomechanical motion in the SI joint, because that is related to the TMJ. It's like these joint complexes, the wrists and the shoulder. It's like our ankle and our shoulder. It's like different joint complexes have a relation with the other. It's called interlink. As well as prime example with that case that we were just discussing, you know, he had dural irritation. We're taking a look at his MRI, and we could see that through his irritation, he's having that decreased functional movement in that arm. And he hasn't tried chiropractic or acupuncture. So what a better way to share how we can help and improve and in a safe and viable way, rather than, you know, doing any kind of band-aid covering, kind of like injections are. Injections, you can cure the pain for temporarily, but long term, you want to be able to have some options that could be sustainable.
So it's kind of interesting that as complex of the anatomy of the neck is to allow so much movement in different directions. I mean, think about your neck moving around. You can look all the way around. You can nod your head up and down, yes and no, versus like, say, your hips or your low back. You can twist, but you still have so much more movement in that neck. So it makes it also a vulnerable place. But at the same time, we have to put some of that movement back in, because anyone who's been in pain knows you don't really want to move. Like, you want to stay stable. Like, even your body even might find ways to compensate. So what does that lead to? Other pains and other issues as well, too. So, yeah, so we're never really just treating one area of the body. You have to look to see how it affects the rest of it. I know when Dr. Rivera was working on my low back, that went out about a month ago, we worked pretty hardcore there for a month because I couldn't put a pair of pants on, but I still had to treat patients in the office. And, but you know what she went back and did? She not only adjusted that lower back, she also went up and adjusted the cervical spine too, because it's all interconnected. So whether we're thinking it from the nervous system way, but the muscle skeletals would do it too. All the time, and I think you see this too, Dr. Vera, if someone's got, say, low back pain, their upper back and neck and shoulders and trapezius get tight too, because their whole body is in that inflamed state of, I'm just not happy.
Yeah.
And so we have to kind of relax that just to help relax the body as well.
Well, yes, absolutely. And when we talk about that global system, one thing I did not mention either is that the foot arches as well can have a really, you know, can take a play when it comes to the spinal integrity and the muscles and the spasm related to how we're stepping with our gait patterns. And we assess that in our office. We tend to look how people are walking. Are the muscles firing correctly while they walk? Is the foot arch dropped? Once we tend to take a look at those things, we're seeing exactly what you mentioned, you know, an imbalance of the skeletal system.
So you bring up a good thing about coming in and having someone truly evaluate to see what's going on with their, whether they have neck pain or not, really the whole body, right? And it brings me to the image of, unfortunately, I always think of the college student who is sitting in his dorm and he says, I'm going to adjust my own neck and I'm going to like kind of twist it, and they get the crack and they think, oh, I'm all better. Or they jump on somebody's back and they adjust them there as well too. There's probably some cons to that we need to adjust really quickly, but I think you see people try to adjust their neck, or my favorite, they come out of getting adjusted and what do? They try to like adjust it back and forth and stretch it out. So that's different than giving somebody a true adjustment and a manipulation. But then it's also true of someone, say, go home and do these particular exercises to help strengthen or to open up that area, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's better for a proper assessment of the joint capsule. Once you start, you know, releasing that joint, opening up to more injury, susceptible to more injury, you want stability. And that's the goal of the musculoskeletal system. You want stability. You want your nervous system to be elastic and getting that constant input, cracking neck, cracking this way, just to get a, you know, temporary relief can actually cause some ligament instability later on. And so it's something to assess. This leads me to
an interesting thing that I just thought of too, because there are a lot of people, even though they think a chiropractic would be great, but they're afraid to get their neck adjusted because of the sounds and the popping stuff like that. What do you do to tell the person who's afraid to, they know that they need to have it done, but they're like, I don't know about it. What do you have to do as a practitioner to kind of build that confidence in them that this is something that can be done and helps them?
Yeah, and it's really important to build that relationship with the client and the practitioner to make sure that that relationship is safe. And more importantly, it's the worst chiropractic adjustment is the safest chiropractic adjustment. Like, honestly, just kind of input any stimulus input into the body is going to be an empowerment to the nervous system, be able to function better and get better, opening yourself to better performance and functionality is our goal with chiropractic. And upper cervical treatments is actually much powerful than any other chiropractic adjustment in the body. So it's something to take a look at. And we're seeing research too, advancing that chiropractic treatment to the cervical spine is powerful.
And you can adjust it depending on how someone's actually fearful of that adjustment too, and do it different ways. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back to Dr. Tom Roselle Live. We are in studio, sort of. We're definitely broadcasting through the studio. This is Dr. Stephanie Pina filling in for Dr. Tom Roselle. And also I'm here with Dr. Rivera, who is your presenter for this week's lecture, the final one on Wednesday, the 15th at 7 p.m. at the Roselle Center for Healing. It's going to be a great lecture. I want to see every single one of you there since I can't you see right now. And how do you register for My Aching Neck, talking about causes and how we fix and identify neck issues. You can do it two ways. Call the office, 703-698-7117, or register online at RoselleCare.com. Hit that registration button. We'll confirm with you, and you can come and have a nice cozy seat right for the end of the year and learn about how, you know, how important is getting your neck moving and that you don't need to suffer from pain that's related to neck issues and all of the good information that Dr. Rivera is going to cover. And she's going to kind of give you a little synopsis there in a second. But I just wanted to go back to one of the points that we were addressing at the very end of the last segment is that we have patients that come in and I see this, they talk to me. Maybe sometimes they don't feel comfortable talking to the chiropractors, but we'll see this. And we hope they tell the chiropractor, people are nervous about having their neck adjusted, having their neck manipulated and worked on because it can be, those muscles can be tense and tight. So they don't want someone moving all around there, or they're afraid that something's going to happen. And so the great thing is that a good chiropractor knows how to assess that patient and kind of say, you know, is this adjustment the right thing for them? Is a different tool going to work better for them? Do I have to relax the muscles before I treat them? Or if they feel like they're too tight afterwards, what do we do to relax them? They may put heat or cold or send them to the acupuncture department, but really understanding that when you're coming in and getting treated, the treatments are really about you. It's about your issue on that particular day, and that may be different than what you've ever experienced before. So that's how we work at the Roselle Center for Healing. And it really doesn't mean that chiropractic care or even acupuncture care has to be scary, but we can break down what we're actually doing for you so that you have a better understanding of what's the mechanism behind it instead of being told, okay, take this, go home, you'll be fine. Because that's not the case. The more you know about your health, whether you're listening to the radio show or asking questions to your doctor, the better you're going to be. So that's why we do this radio show and the lecture. So hopefully you'll join us. Hopefully at the end of this year. If not, we've got a new lecture schedule coming out for 2022 soon with all the doctors in the office as well. So Dr. Vera, can you give a quick breakdown on what you're going to be covering this Wednesday night and who is the best people to attend?
Yes. So this Wednesday night, we're going to be presenting My Aching Neck. We're going to be talking about the statistics of how common it is in the musculoskeletal wise and how it's one of the common visits in the hospital. And so it's really important for the medical community and to kind of like refer to the best practitioner, and what better practitioner than a spinal expert than a chiropractor, right? A chiropractor will be able to assess, and we're going to be discussing that, different ways to assess neck pain. What are some symptoms you have, and what are some common pain patterns that you tend to find yourself in, and what kind of ergonomics is causing that pain? And we can even do show and tell and see what muscles are actually inactive and are active. And through that, we can see and assess in a quick way what's going on with you. And we're going to be talking about some different treatment options that we can take. And also, as well as talking about the synchrony of the muscle patterns and seeing what kind of muscle pattern exercises, rehabilitations you can do at home to reduce your neck pain.
Great. So basically, if you have a neck, you should be at the lecture.
Yeah.
Don't be a pain in the neck. You should be at the lecture.
Exactly.
So it's the last one of the year. Let's put our necks into it and get there and stuff as well too. So I want to thank you for coming, and hopefully we'll see you on Wednesday, and Dr. Roselle will be back next week. Thanks for listening.